We had on Daf Beis, Rabbi Kibegis Kasha, why do you need Lishma, this rule of Lishma by Gittin? That the Edim have to sign L'shem man, L'shem this woman, and L'shem Gerishin. So the Kibegir is the Kasha, that why do you need Lishma for? That's the Taich of Edim. We're going on the Chasima. The Chasima has to be Lishma. Why do you have to sign again Lishma? That's Taich Edim. What would be in Dine Mominus? If I'm an aid to a Shtar Mamin, and the Shtar Mamin says that Reuven owes Shimon $100, and I'm thinking of a different Shimon. When I'm the aid, I think it means a Shimon that lives in a different place, not the right Shimon. So it's also not a Shtar. If the aid is thinking of a different person, that's not an Avis. If I come into Bezin, I say, oh, the Shtar was for Plainy Reuven. I meant a different Reuven. So it's not a sort of Lishma. Shtar Mamin doesn't need Lishma. But it's a sort of Avis. That's not Avis. If you don't know who you're talking about, and you sign a Shtar, and you think it's different people, so it's Avis. It's Pasha, it's no good. So, Frank Rebbe Kiv Hager, why do I need a din of Lishma by a get, by Chasimus Haget? Even without the DNA Lishma, it's Pasha that it's no good. Because the Taich Edis is Taich, that you know what you're saying Edis on. This Kasher of the Kivega asked on Daf Beis. Pnei Shua asked it also on Daf Beis. Pnei Shua wanted to say from here to Raya that Lishma means Amira by a get, that you have to say Hareini Kaisav Lishma. And if you hold in the Amira, obviously it answers the Kashan. But it's not so pashit that you need an Amira. So the Kashan is a Shtaka Kashan. But if it's not a shtar, if the shtar was written for one person and the Edim would think of a different person, so it's not Edis. So what's he an aid for? So what would be Nafka mean? The man has two wives with the same name? I don't know, I would think Sarah and Avis anyway. If I'm signing a get and I think he wants to megarish this woman and he wants to megarish a different woman, I would think she'd be a Sarah anyhow. I don't know, the stack that brings in Emre Moshe is something similar to what you're saying. I don't fully understand it. They keep egging them, so that's Sarah and Avis. Avis have to know what the Avis is on. Al Kaponim, this is Rabbi Kivega's Kasha on that face. Yesterday, we learned Rabbi Kivega in a tshuva. The tshuva was interesting. It was Simul Chav Gimel. It was Daf Chav Gimel. It's a way to remember it. Rabbi Kivega was in Simul Chav Gimel. Rabbi Kivega went on the Chacham Tzvi's Kasha. That why is a guy possible to write a get? Why can't you have a guy write a get? Because he's a daita de nashe kavid, because he doesn't do it al daf Yisrael. Frek the Chacham Tzvi, Rabbi Kivega, have an eitzah. Let the guy say the peh, I'm writing it lishma. And then, when he writes it, even if in his heart he's thinking shalai lishma, devarim shebalei veinam devarim. And since devarim shebalei veinam devarim, the get will be a good get. As long as the guy says, I'm writing Lishma. So, Loyosi Mashava, Mavatul Maisa. And his Maisa is Dibor, Lishma, that should be good enough. Tavar Shabalai, Vainam Tavar. That was Rabbi Kivega's Kash. So, Rabbi Kivega answered that the rule that Tavar Shabalai, Vainam Tavarim applies only to things that are Ikran, a Maisa or a Dibor. Things that are Maisim like Kinyanim, if I do a Kinyan, and belayv, I don't mean it, you say dvar shebelayv eidim tavar. If I do a dibor, I make a neder. I say belayv, I didn't mean it, dvar shebelayv eidim tavar. But she'ein kein, by lishma, which is ikrai, a din of dvar shebelayv, what does lishma mean? Lishma means you have to be mechavin in your heart, lishma. So b'kirei this chiddush was something that's ikrai, belayv. There, dvarim shebelayv, havyan dvarim. Since the din of lishma is a din of a dvar shebelayv, so there, if the guy in his heart is thinking shalai lishma, it's absurd. Because dvarim shebelayv, havyan dvarim, by a din of lishma, which is ikrai, a dvar shebelayv. That was Rabbi Akiva Eger's chiddush. In the library in Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, they have a Rabbi Akiva Eger, Chuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger, with Hagois. I've never seen Hagois Oches Ba'ekev, it's called. And he writes, and I think he's right, that this Rabbi Akiva Eger that we learned yesterday would answer the first Rabbi Akiva Eger from Daf Beis. He writes there in the Hagah that according to this Rabbi Akiva Eger, we can answer the kasha Rabbi Akiva Eger asked on Daf Beis. Why did he ask on Daf Beis? He asked, why do you need a din of lishma? Without lishma, forget about lishma. Stam al tzeidus. If you're an aid, you have to know who you're an aid about. So who needs a din of lishma? That was Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. Who needs a din of chasima lishma? Every aid has to know who the aid this is about. So it's pashut. If you're an aid, you have to know you're an aid for this man, this woman, and that it's a get. That was Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha on that base. So who needs a din of lishma? So he says, no, there'll be an afkamina. About dine eidis, if there'll be no such thing as lishma, just dine eidis. Then if you take a guy, and the guy says, I'm signing or I'm writing l'shem this man and this woman and gerishin, then we would say, devarim shabalei veinam devarim. Because to be an aid is a maisa. So, if it would just be to either be a cipher or be an aid, it would just be of the din that you have to know what you're writing. It would be just of that din alone, not of the din of lishma. So then we would say devarim shabalei veinam devarim. And as long as Bateh, he says he's doing it for the right thing, devarim shabalei wouldn't matter. The din of lishma is mechadish. That there's a din shebelev, that there's a din that you have to be mechavin for the right thing. And the din of lishma is mechadish, this thing that Rabbi Akiva Eger writes here in Simchat Chof Gimel, din of lishma is mechadish that devarim shebelev have yon devarim by chasimus haget. That it does matter what you're thinking. Because lishma is something which is ikrei belev. And since lishma is something, the whole lishma is belev, so to din of lishma, we say dvarim shebelayv havyan dvarim. Where enough of this new din that is a din of lishma, then Rabbi Akiva Eger, as you said, wouldn't be true that by lishma that dvarim shebelayv havyan dvarim. The dvarim shebelayv are. So the whole teretz of Rabbi Akiva Eger was that something which is ikra yadav shebelayv, dvarim shebelayv can. So that's emes once he's a din of lishma. Akiva Eger on that phase, they ask, who needs a din of lishma? Take the play, you need it, I'll say this. I'll say this, it was not a davar shebelayv. I'll say this. So if he says that he's doing it doing the right thing, it would be good enough. By making the silk, it answers the question. So the whole question on that phase is, why do I need lishma? In most cases, I don't need the chiddush of lishma, but if I find a nafkamina, so the Torah wrote it for this nafkamina.
So,
what?
We're assuming that someone is going to be signing this paper as an aid, and he's going to go and say, he's going to say that this, I'm doing it for this and this person, and really just harvesting nothing in that.
That's what we say. I did
a nafshikav.
You can't
have a goy sign on it. That's the nafshikav. You're not having the nafshikav of an aid. We're nervous that you can't do that.
We saw a nafshikav in ksiva, not a nafshikav in chasima.
Right.
It's only nafkamina in ksiva, not a nafkamina in chasima. Yeah, but a guy we didn't use for an aid. Said that there won't be. If you have a yid. Yeah, he's right. If you have a yid. If you have a yid who believe by was not machaven, will be a nafkamina. So Rabbi Kiveg is, you say this true even by a yid. There'll be enough. I mean, if he tells us afterwards, the truth is, if you have a question, how would we believe? But you can have a question, how would we believe? But the halacha is, even if someone does not believe, if the Bali Dava believe him, then they have to behave based on their belief, right? Even though Isha is not them to say, yeah, I was Mizana. But if the husband believes, then he has to follow. So same thing here, if a person will believe him. So come to Bez and ask Kishar, I believe him, that he signed for this, and he's thinking of that. But the din? The din of Lishmal, being Machanish. That tomorrow should light have in tomorrow. These are nice tariffs. The fact that it's both Rabbi Kiveg makes it a little nicer, and it would answer that question. So we have a second tariff. We have the Teshuah's tariffs, that if you hold Lishma needs bepeh, it answers the kasha. And we have now this tariff, a second tariff. Let's see the Teshuah's, and we'll have a third tariff. Teshuah's, Ovi Kechavim Ledaita Denashe Kaadid. Temelari. The beperek ema amid and by Rabbi Yehuda mila lishma afilachik tani imal armoi. But I am not a daita denashe kan. There's a man the armor in the second sabbai yizara that holds a guy to do bris mila. It's my point is there. But Tyson hears me from the man the armor who holds that a guy could do a bris mila. For Tyson Takasha. But how does that stem? Rabbi Yehuda holds you need mila lishma la Hashem yimal. The mila has to be l'shem Hashem. I'm a read. Now just touch that. What does it mean, sha'is stam? He does it. What does stam mean? Huh? With no, he's not thinking. He's daydreaming as he's doing it. He's thinking about where he's going today. He's thinking about other things. Like Moshe Ben Esri. Right? He's not having a negative thought. He's stam thinking. So it's not taisvis chiddush. That means the guy, it's not that the guy lahachis is thinking the yid wants me to think it's a get for Ruvain, haha, I'll think of Shimon. No, the guy is just daydreaming as he writes the get. He does it stama. Gabe get stam lav lishmakai kadama brish svachim mishum stam yishav lav lagershim emedis avo mila stam lishmakaim but mila stam is lishma. So there are two parts of Taisus Teretz. We'll take each one and talk about each one. First, Taisus says about a get. Taisus says a get stoma is not good. What does that mean? That means when you do the get, you have to be thinking of the name of the man, the name of the woman, and the gerish. The lishma, it's sort of like it has to be up on the monitor. It's not enough that the information is in the memory. It's got to be brought to mind. You've got to be thinking of it. That's Taisus Chiddush. That Lishma requires that you actually think of it, Bishas Naisa. It's not good enough. Stama, you see it. L'chaira, this Taisus Chiddush L'gabe Get will also answer Rabbi Kiveg's Kasha on Daf Beis. Rabbi Kiveg asked on Daf Beis, what do I need the Chiddush of Lishma? What do I need Lishma for? Stav is an aid. An aid has to know what's going on. The Teretz will be posh. Stav is an aid. You're a witness. You see something. A witness doesn't have to be thinking of the name of the man, the name of the woman. He has to know who the man is, who the woman is, or else this is garnished. But it has to be in his memory. It doesn't have to be brought to his mind. B'shas Maisa. Someone tells you, sign an Ayah Shtar Chayiv. Reuven's borrowing money from Shimon. So you come in, you wait till they write it up, and you sign it. If at the time you're signing it, you're daydreaming, you're thinking about where you're going. It's kosher. A witness has to know, it has to be in his memory. He has to know what he's doing. You don't have to think of it. It's not like Kriya Shema. You have to think of it, B'shas Maisa. So the din of Lishma is Mechadish, a Chiddush. That it's not enough to be like an aide who knows something, but you have to bring it up to your mind, you have to bring it up to your memory, you have to bring it up to your thought. L'chaira, this would be a third teretz on Rabbi Kiveg's kasha. could be Rabbi Kivega holds a pasuk like this, the Kuda, maybe in halacha it's not brought down, but at least like Taisvis, that you have to actually be thinking about it, but Fayel, that would also answer this kasha of Rabbi Kivega. So we have these three possible terutzim. If they show us teretz, you have to actually say it. And teretz, like Rabbi Kivega, Simchal Gimel, which is an afkanina, between Mishma and Edis, and this teretz, you have to be thinking about it. Now, Agav, we have another chiddush here in Taisus, Depris Mila, Stama Lishma Kai. A guy would be kasha to do a Bris Mila, it's enough that Stama Lishma. The Rush holds this way also, that by mitzvahs are different than gittin, and by mitzvahs a guy who does something and he throws, I mean, agabav, it's good because the guy adaita denafshe means he does it stama, and doing stama, that's good enough by mitzvahs. The Rush's case is by ibud ha'ar, when you work out parchment. You put parchment into to soak. You put this says you put the skin of an animal into soap, so it should turn into parchment. That has to be done lishma. The parchment has to be placed into the sieve, into the plaster, lishma. So the Rush says that if a guy will do it, and this is Yisrael Eimer Agabah, and tells him to do it lishma, it's kosher. It's kosher, which would be Taisa Shita as well. That by mitzvahs. Just like by Bris Mila, the same thing by Shamitzvahs, it helps Yisrael Oymed Agam. That's the Rosh Hashanah. As well, I'm going to get to that talk. One second. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam, Hilchos Tefillin, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillin, writes that if a guy puts the Oyreis into the plaster, and he's Yisrael, I mean, Al-Gabav, it's possible. The case, the Rambam holds that Goya Daita Dinah Shekhov, it passes by Mitzvah Zork, that we don't trust the guy's going to do with Yisrael, I mean, Al-Gabav. The Rush and Taisus hold, no, it's only a din by Gittin, it's not a din by Mitzvahs. Mishulchan Aruch, in Hilchis Titus, Simin Yer Aleph Sif Beis, it talks about spinning the thread for tzitzis. So the Mechaber writes, Tava Nachri, if a guy spins the thread, it has to be Lashma. The Yisrael Oymer Agabai, for Oymer Shiasa Lashma, and the Yid is standing over him and telling him, spin it, L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. La Rambam Pasul, La Rosh Kasher. He says, like the Rambam is Pasul, like the Rosh is Kasher, which means he's bringing down the two Shitas. Which you mean is usually that the Mechaber says Lechatzila, you should be Machmir, but the Yebed, you can be Semech on the Rush. That's what it says in Hilchos Tzitzis. It brings down both Shittos in the Shulchan Aruch. What's strange is that in Hilchos Matzah, where Matzah also has to be made Lishma, the Mechaber says in the beginning of Siman Tav Samach, Ein Lashin Matzis Mitzvah. The kneading and the baking of the matzahs cannot be done al yidei ein yehudi. Can't be done through a guy. And it's clear, the Mishabur brings in the Beis Yosef, that it means that filmi Yisrael aymed agabav. It's no good. The chayret, the problem, why by Hilchos Tzitzis the Mechaber says, Tavon, spinning it, he brings the Rosh Hashita, which is mashpid at least b'shas atchak. It could be sevech on the Rosh. And the Hilchos Matzah, why doesn't he bring down the light of Rosh? It's good. What's the difference between Matzah and Ibur Ha'ar or Tzvias HaTzitzis? If you're going to be Mechalik, right? Taisis is Mechalik between mitzvahs and get. So get needs a conscious lishma, so a guy doesn't do it. And tzitzis and ibud and all these other things, they don't need a conscious lishma, they just need stama lishma. And the meila, it's good ayidei guy. So the chayra should be the same thing by matzah, it should be the same thing by tzitzis. What's the difference?
Taisus says it doesn't deal with blanking.
Yeah, to say that kilik, you would have to say that stam thread is oimid l'tzitzis, and stam matzah is not oimid for the mitzvah matzah. It's a little bit of a teichik, because more thread is used for not tzitzis than matzah is used for not a mitzvah. You know what I mean? It's, I can hear it. I can hear the chilek that stam matzah is not the mitzvah, but stam thread is the tzitzis. Maybe the type of thread that's used for tzitzis. And what about the type of matzah that's used for matzah? Spinning, you're taking wool. Yeah. It's both. It's din of tefillah. This happens to be going on the spinning. Shazira, it's the same din probably. Shazira is when you take the different threads. If you're looking at tzitzis, there are different threads. Spinning is to take tufts of wool and make threads out of them. Later, the threads are made in tzitzis. So it's hard. The chiluk he's saying I hear, but it's not a chiluk between tzitzis and matzah. So, although, first of all, you should know that the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that's makel even by matzah, be'iyesh shebinyan acher. The person stuck with only matzah that was made by a goy, Yisrael Amir Agaba, which I don't think is ever going to happen to you, but he is makel. But lemaisa, it's not the same kula. It's not the same level of kula. So I didn't see anybody who. What?
We have the rush for almost kosher.
Necessarily, when it says Rosh has been discussion, means. If you look at Magen Avraham, it's not really that way. Magen Avraham brings a Rav Haigai, you know, he doesn't hang it on the Rosh for some reason. Anyway, I think, even though I don't see that they asked the Kasha, I think the Teretz lies in a Bir Halacha here in Simin Yud Aleph. The Bir Halacha explains the Rush, that even though the Rush has the same bottom line as Tosfos, that the chiluk is between get and mitzvahs, but the Rush is a different reason than Tosfos. Tosfos said that by get stama lav lishmakai, and by everything by mitzvahs stama lishmakai. If you look at the Rush, the way it's brought down, he brings in the Gra. The Rush holds a different svara. The Rush holds that a guy will listen to the yid for an instant, for a second, for a few seconds. The yid says, "Think lishma," so he'll be mechavel lishma for just what's the lashon of the gra. Lashon of the gra. The rega who I said died to Israel. The rega for an instant. The Yisrael says, do it to the Shema, the first instant he listens to him, and then he stops. So, Zabda Rush, the chilek between Get and Bris Mila, is that Get takes a few minutes to write. Get takes, I don't know, 10 minutes to write. So the guy won't be Mechavim with Shema. For the first second, he'll be Mechavim. But afterwards, he won't. Abila. I'll talk about that in a second. Go. A Bris Mila takes a second, takes a half a second to do. For that, for a Bris Mila, which takes a second, for that, the guy will listen to the Yisrael. For putting oyer into Sid, the Shema, it's also, what does it take? It takes a minute. You put the oyer into the Sid. All right, afterwards, the Sid stays and soaks. But the Maisa is just for a few seconds. So for that Maisa, that's a few seconds, also, he'll listen to you, Lishma. What about spinning tzitzis? So the Bir Halacha brings from Rabbi Kiva Eger and Leidi Behuda, Taka asked, spinning tzitzis takes more than a second, takes a few minutes. So the Bir Halacha says that it must be, we're talking in a case, not like a person who's working in a factory and spinning tzitzis a whole day. It means a man's in his house and he calls in his maid, he says, make me a string, I need a string for my tzitzis. Also, something which takes a very brief period of time. For that, which takes just a few seconds. How long does it take to make one thread? Well, two, three threads. So that's also Lerega. And that's where the halacha is, that the rush holds that it's good. Masha'eke is something that takes a while, takes a few minutes to do, so that the Bir halacha says the rush won't be makel. Because the guy, I did an afshay, the first second he does it, and not later, I did an afshay. It could be that that's why by matzah the rush is not brought down. Because matzah needs lishma from the lisha to the afiyah. From lisha to afiyah, it takes longer than spinning a thread. Lisha to afiyah takes a while. You have to knead the dough, and you have to roll the dough, and you have to make holes in it, and you have to stick it in the oven. So it's something that's nimshach lekama regoy. Takes a few minutes. So something that takes a few minutes, that's the aside of the Bir halacha, that something that takes a few minutes. We don't say this rule of the rush. Nachinami, like Tyson, it'll be good. We're not passing like Tyson, we're passing like the rush. And like the rush, it's totally in how long it takes. This would seem to be the chilek. The Mishnah Berurah is takam a sufik. If you can stand there, keep on, you know, you hakam a chayinik every 2 seconds, you say, do it lishma, do it lishma. So if the guy listens to you, if you keep on telling him every few seconds. So he says, mistam not, because otherwise you can do it by a get too. He's writing the get, so stand over him and every 2 seconds tell him, lishma, lishma, lishma. So that's not good enough. So kapanim, this is the the chilik. So again, Ladina, the Rambam holds our cloud that Gaya died to the Nashi Avi, it applies to everything. And the Shita's a Rambam. And the Shita of the Russian Taisis is that it doesn't apply to mitzvahs, but for two different reasons. Taisis says it doesn't apply to mitzvahs because stoma is good enough by mitzvahs. And the Rush says because the guy only listens to you for the first few seconds. What? Shash today, and in the matzah bakeries, it might be goyim. It's a real shash. And granted, I didn't go recently, but I visited a number of matzah bakeries. The Satma matzah bakery in Williamsburg has klar, pretty klar. It's all, at least the time I went, and it's all from a women. Most what? But anyway, the when it's a suffix, if it's a yid on that, so certainly would be better if they remind them every time. Because b'yev should be yinach, at least b'di'evet. You have my taisvus. You have taisvus to be sonachan. That I'm ragabov is good enough. My taisvus. Even if they've had a guy, my miragabot is good. Now, we're not going to be samech on that, only be yeshiv and yinacha, but at least it's a tzirah. Rather, you only need the yid having made the matzah lishma for one kezayis, or two kezayisim on the night of Pesach. So by the Seder, it's a good thing if you eat a lot of matzah. Because if you eat different matzah, so even if one of them was made Ayidei Goy, but what are the odds if you eat from two or three matzahs? Rather, the way it is, we eat so many kezayisim anyway, that in order to mess up the Dairaisa, every single kezayis would have to be made by a Goy. So even if it happens that in that matzah, well, only Chayshish, the guy who does the rolling, the guy who does the Canadian is Zichah from the moon. The one who puts in the oven is Zichah good. And rather, there's a sheet that the Mishnah Berurah brings, that if the Yisrael's Messiah, it's kosher. And the Yid, it's always a Yid who's doing the kneading. The kneading is always a trump. Where I've been, it's always a trump Yid. So, the artsy rule for him to be made, well, it's actually should be master, but. Okay. Let's get back to Gittin. What?
Is it Bottle Baroy for the
man? No, that's going to get this cloud that you don't say Bittle Baroy to give on the Shema. Bittle Baroy is going to take up a tsar and you can't give him that. What I meant to say is, we're saying that they didn't. It's Ashkocha. And we're saying that they didn't. Maybe, ulai, something happened. It was a guy. So at least it's a little bit of a limit source. then Yisrael, if it's Yisrael Emet Agaba, and they tell him to do all the Shema. Right, let's finish the Gemara. The Gemara now, Hadar Amar of Nachman, I will see the Amri. This which I said before, that Oivik the Chavim is possible. I will see the Amri. The next Mishnah says a guy can't bring the get. Chavim yiksev a kashim. I, Tanya, the Chavim apostle, I hear Rebbe Laza, he's a made a misiri karati. The beinag siva lishma. And havade, a vikav madate de nafshe chavim. So Nachman later decided that this should be totally in the machlekes Rebbe Lazar and Remeya. Amr of Nachman, Aimahaya Remeya, and Philip Matzei da Ashma, Chasmai v'nasmei la kasha. Now we all know this already. We had this in Rashi, the Gemara, and Rashi, and I think Rashi and Beisel Midbeis, the Gemara and Gimel Midbeis. Eisvei Ravelor of Nachman, the Kosav la lishma, I love Ksivas Haget. Now this is really the kasha that we've been bothered by all year. Why does Remeya Taich the Kosav that it means chasima? The Kosav is writing. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says loy chasima seidim. It doesn't seem to really explain. Eisvei Rava kol get shenichtem shaloy l'shem isha pasul. Ema shenichtem shaloy l'shem isha pasul. Eisvei kshu kaisvei kilo kaisvei l'shema. Ad shu kaisvei l'tayrif l'shema kilo kaisvei l'tayrif l'shema loy. So he changes the kavan. The Bechus Avram, it seems he was also bothered by this thing that bothers us all year. Why does Remeya Taich that the kosav means chasima? So he says that these words kishu chaisva by lishma ilu chaisva by lishma. The word is this. Why is a chasima on a shtar? A written shtar without a signature is nothing. It's totally meaningless. A chasima is a testimony to what's written. A chasima is saying that what's written is true. So the Gemara is explaining, when the Gemara puts this into the Lashon HaBrayis, it's explaining Remeya. Because of Los Sefer Krisis, he writes to her a Sefer Krisis. Well, you write to her. You write words on a paper, you could doodle all day, a person could doodle and daydream and correct whatever you want. That's not because of the Sefer Krisis. The chasima is what makes the ksiva. The chasima is what makes the ksiva. The chasima is a testimony to the ksiva. What is the signature? In the kind of signature, but the signature is meaningless. The signature itself only points to who's the A. But it's a testimony on the ksiva. So the Meila, that's the Kasab law. The Kim of the Kasab is the Chasima.
The Chasima is just as equal to actual writing. The sign of the writing is worth the salsa.
It's true.
Why does the Meila and the Kasab go on both, which is a how it is?
Why does he say it goes on both? Why does he say it goes on both? Because Lamaisa, in the order of things, the Chasima that does it. It's true, if you do a chasima first, the chasima second, then the chasima is nothing. But the definition of a chasima is a testimony. The chasima is a testimony. The chasima is testimony, so that is what tells us there was a gap. It's not the chasima that tells us it's the chasima.
Now we're saying, you know, kasa means something else. That was our problem. So now we're learning that the kasa means testimony.
This is what gives the ksiva its meaning. The chasima is. I'm only trying to make it better. If you don't like it, I hear. We're trying to make it a little more karev el haseichel. I mean, still, Remei is changing ksiva to chasima, I'm going to tell you.
No, please.
It's not only the normal thing, it's only kasha that way. We do chasima first and ksiva second is possible. What? It makes the ksiva meaningful. Otherwise, ksiva is nothing. The word siva, the verb in English, writing, or in Hebrew, writing is the writing. I can't get away from it. But the chashivas of it is the chasima makes the siva. That's it. All right, look, I'm not. Take it or leave it. It's not. Let's see. You buy a seima, how do you must need some money, Rebbe Eliezer? He takatoli the machlokes. Rebbe Lazar all day the misira karati. Rebbe Yehuda Mishmuel v'ushashayim. Okay, my tayrus. And when do we say that a cotton could write it if he leaves over the makam atayrus? Okay, no, Rebbe Kaga Mishmei the ula v'ushashayim makam atayrus. Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Zerika, I'm Rebbe Yechanan. Ain't a tayrus? It's not that. My ain't a tayrus. I'm Rebbe Abba. Can't get a shem kayak l'shma. So Nachman, it seems, had two ways of learning. Either to say tonight like Rebbe Leza and God Laimit Al Gabov, and that's when the cotton could write. Or to say like Rebbe Meir, and the cotton could write because the ksiva doesn't need any lishma. So we have two ways of learning. We've already spent time on Eidim Mesira Karati this year plenty. So we're going to move on to the next mission. Hakok Sherim Lavi is again. There's a Yesaidi sticker Rosh here. The Rosh is Simchav Zion. And the Rosh talks about the bringing of the get. What it means, Lavi is again. And he brings from the Bahag, who dealt with the following Shaila. He brings it b'shem ha-ga'aynim. When the place can bring it, they call it the ga'aynim. The shayla is the following shayla. Let's say a man is in one country, a man is in Russia, and his wife is in Eretz Yisrael. And they want to give a get. Alright, so we learned all year, you make a shliach la'ilacha, the man writes the get, he makes a shliach la'ilacha, and he brings the get to Eretz Yisrael, and there they give the get. Now, in the time of for most of history, it wasn't so easy to find someone who happened to be going to Eretz Yisrael to be a shliach. It wasn't such an easy thing. So the Gaonim had talked about the following Yetzer. I'm going to send the get with a mailman. I'll send it with a messenger service. However, I'll send it to Eretz Yisrael, a guy. I'll send it in the mail with a guy. But I'm not going to mail it to the wife. That's pasha. If the man writes a get and he mails it to his wife, if that gets pasha, the mailman's a guy. The answer was, what I'm going to do, the husband, who's in one country, will write the get, and he'll mail it with a messenger to, he has a friend who lives in Yerushalayim. He'll mail it to his friend, Reuven, and he'll put in a note to Reuven, please be my shliach to give the get to my wife. Reuven will get it. And he'll give the get to the wife. Is this a good eitzah, or it's not a good eitzah? Why would you say up Yisrara? What's happening? The husband is giving it to a guy, and the guy is giving it to the yid, and the yid is giving it to the original person's wife. What do you say, Api Svara? What's the problem? What? Shlichus. The problem is Shlichus went through a guy. Because he gave it to a guy, he gave it to a guy. What do I? So I'll do divor here in Russia. I'll say I am hereby making Reuven shliach. Now he can't hear me, so I'll send him a note to notify him. And I'll tell you, this comes up by me a whole next week, because people come to me to make me a shliach to sell their chametz. So to make me a shliach is one thing. Sometimes they tell me, I have an old mother who lives alone, and she also wants you to be a shliach. But a mother didn't make me a shliach. Neely le mitzri le shliach. You can't make a shliach to make a shliach. So what do you do? So I always use what the Rosh says works, we'll see in a minute, is that I tell the person, you tell your mother, she should know my name, and she should say she's making me a shliach. I don't have to hear her. She doesn't have to call me. She'll say she's making me a shliach. I may say she's making me a shliach. You'll notify me that she said it, and I'll sell a chametz for her. I'm doing it this way for many years. Certainly. What? The kinyan is not market. The kinyan is the raf for the most. The kinyan is a separate issue. You don't need a kinyan to be a shliach tzachar. So, there's a certain Rav of Flatbush who sent me a message that he thinks it doesn't work. She has to tell me that I'm a shliach. He brought me a riot from a certain Ramban. Maybe we'll talk about it. But this is mamish the Rosh's case. Except the Rosh is Aydei Gai. The Rosh writes that the Goyinim held you can't do this. The Goyinim held you can't do it. You can't send through a guy to a Yid to give. Huh? That's the Shana. That's exactly the Shana. So the Goyinim held it's no good. The Rosh writes that he doesn't understand why isn't it good. Why isn't it good? I think the Rosh writes that Rabbeinu Tam does it all the time. This is Rabbeinu Tam. He says, "Noyegim ba'ashkenaz u'b'tzarfas apidibei Rabbeinu Tam l'shleiach get v'kidushin." Wow, what a way to get married! Aidei oivik echavim u'mimena u'memane b'ksava Yisrael shavaisim up u'shleiach. You know what he says? This is the way they used to send it. You send in the mail, and your mamana. You're my man in this way. So that's a separate issue. Let's say there's a kiyum. If you have kiyum, you don't need a funny man. Let's say there's a kiyum on the signature. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that this is good, and L'chayra al Pisvara, there's no reason in the world that it shouldn't be good. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber brings that it's good. It's in the Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Lamed Hei. And the Ramah brings the Chalkim. The Ramah brings their Samu Pasel. The Ramah says, I never heard of such a meaning to send it through a guy. So the Aruch HaShulchan has an Arichus on this. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that nowadays that this Pazru Yisrael, the Jews are spread all over the world. He says that you have to do it. There's no way to do it. There's no way to do it. Usually husband and wife in the same city. But it's very common that you have to come out to the Seitzah. And he's matzik the Eitzah very much. And he's matzik to understand why in the world there should be any type of psul. So he writes, maybe those who passled only passled in a case where the husband was not memana shliach in front of Eidim. When he just sent a letter, he mailed a get, and he sent a letter, please give it. But if he's memana, we paskin nimi shlichas has to be in front of Eidim. When you memana the shluchim in front of Bezdin or in front of Eidim, he says the meaning is you go to a Bezdin, and you memana flaimi in the other city as a shliach. He says there could be lakuli alma, it'll be kosher. And he's mastic this whole
one.
What? Shliach lahaba. The meaning is certainly to do minish shlichus. Whether that minish shlichus is ma'akiv als edis l'kiyume or not, so we hold it's not, even though the Arishanim hold it is.
But, right?
No, he spoke about Shlof Lahava. Shlof Lahava has to be a Yid. What? What's the reason? The truth is, if you look in the Goyim that he brings, so the Goyim said, don't do it. But afterwards he says that if you did it, and the woman got married already, let it be. So it seems the whole thing is only l'chatchila. The Goyim amaskim, the way the Rosh brings it, the Goyim amaskim that the Evan is good. He says, beferish, that the Goyim said, don't do it. And in the last words he says, yeah, but if she already got married, it's good. That's what he says. So it seems that the Goyim also mask in the Ikar Adin is good. Whatever potatoes they have, will have solid Ikar potatoes. The trainer against this is a Ramban in Sugis. The Ramban says that the Sefer has to hear from the husband Mamish, he has to hear from the ears of the husband that he's a Shliach to write the get. It's not good enough if the husband in his house is Mamana the Sefer, and Eidim notify, even Yiddish Eidim notify the Sefer, that's not good enough. The Ramban holds the Sefer has to hear Mamish from the Mishaleach that he's notifying the Sefer of this thing. And the way this Rav tied it to me is that what's pshat? Pshat is you make a shliach, you have to tell him. That's shlichus. Shlichus is you have to tell. The shliach has to tell the shliach. And the Mela, the Ramban is talking about writing the get, but who I didn't send me to get, and that's the pshat in the machmirim that the mishaleach has to tell the shliach. That was his taina, and the mela he's marked in these cases. Baruch Hashem, they have telephones today. See, that over the telephone, the person should let them know. However, this Ramban, I found Rav Moshe. There are two separate Igros Moshes. One is in Ebenezer Chelak Aleph. Hasimin Kuf Tezayin, the paragraph Diba Masal Avol, and then again in Ebenezer Chelek Gimel in Simin Lamed Beis Anaf Aleph, he's Masbet the Ramban. He says, Yitaka says, why like the Ramban? It doesn't make sense. I mean, why does the Mishaleach have to tell the Shliach? So Ramesha says, it's a din in Lishma. I mentioned to you yesterday that even if you hold the sefer, doesn't have to be a shliach of the husband. For doesn't he din a shlichus? But still, the husband has to tell the sefer to write the get, because otherwise, it's starting lishma. It must be that the sefer knows that this get is going to be used. It's a din in lishma that the sefer has to know. Ramesha says that even if the sefer is told by two eidim, it's not about Goyis. The din that we believe two Eidim in Bezdin is a Xeris HaKosev. It's not a Vadai. Two Eidim could lie to also. Ramesha says that the reason the husband has to tell the Sefer is the din in Lishma of the writing of the get. He has to hear directly from the Mishaleach. Ramesha says, if the Mishaleach would write the Ksav Yadai, he would sign a paper, please write a get, and send it to him, and he, the Sefer, would recognize that it's his signature, it would also be good, as long as he knows it's Amos. And it's a Bezundere Din, Ramosha says, this Ramban is a Din in Lashma of writing of a get. It has nothing to do with Minu Shlichus, it has nothing to do with giving a get, it has nothing to do with selling chametz. Which means that Ramosha is saying that the Rabbeinu Tam is 100% right in the Etzem Adin. I could be here and make a shliach someone in Yerushalayim. As long as I know who it is, I could say Reuven, who lives in Yerushalayim, should be my shliach. And if someone will notify him, even a guy will notify him, even a cook, even through a monkey, they'll notify him. If as long as he's notified of it, he could be my shliach, because he doesn't have to hear it before. So this is the Chiddush of the Rosh here in Simchat Chag Zayin, in the Dinim of Havas Haget. So Mishnah says, Hakok Shem Lahavias Haget Chutz Mecherishay to the Katan Sumava Adeke Chachavim Kibbal HaKatan VeHigdil Cherish VeNispakeach Sumav VeNispatach Shaita VeNishtafer VeChavim is Gayer Posse. Here we have a cloud which we had, I think, in Subis at the end of the second parak, that you need Chilasai V'Saifei the Kashrus. By shlichus, you mean from the beginning you should be kosher. Avo bikeach nistarish chazav in nistakach, pesuach nistama avo chazav in nistakach, shofei in nistakach chazav in nistifa. Kosher zeh klal kosher chazav v'seifei b'daas kosher. You need chilasai v'seifei should be kosher. The rush brings a machlokes by a rasha. Someone's a rasha at the time demamanehim. and he has a psul edus, a psul shlichus out mumer, and then he does tshuva. Is that included in the quality of the Mishnah? We'll see if we have a chance if we'll get to it. What we're going to spend time on tomorrow is the first sugi in the Gemara, the Yisayin the Kala. We'll see in a minute in the Gemara that there's a concept of recognizing someone's voice and saying aid is based on it. Even though you might think this is all over Shas, the truth is there are only two sugis in Shas of Tvi Yisai and the Kala. Our Gemara, which says Tvi Yisai of a Kail is good. A Gemara Sanhedrin, which says Tvi Yisai of a Kail is no good. And there's a Machlaikis Tzais Nesivis, of course in between there's a Machlaikis Rishayim, but La Halacha there's a Machlaikis Tzais Nesivis Howie Paskin. One of those typical Tzais Nesivis Machlaikis, they take on opposite Shitas. This is Simon Pei Aleph. I think the Tzais is of Kutn Yud Aleph, and the Nesivis is of Kutn Zayin. You should be able to recognize right away, maybe it's the reverse. Nesivis is Yud Aleph, and the Tzais is Zayin. But somewhere around there, that we're going to spend some time on in session tomorrow.